Years ago, a woman came to our church named, her name now is Liz Curtis Higgs. Some of you might recognize her now as one of the most popular women speakers in America. She's an award-winning, best-selling author, Bad Girls of the Bible, and some other books. But before she moved to Louisville, she was a radio personality in Detroit. And she was the rock and roll mama of Detroit. She was a feminist. She's into drugs and alcohol and immorality. Raunchy. In fact, she worked with Howard Stern, and Howard Stern told her she needed to clean up her act. She moved to Louisville, met a couple from our church, and they helped to win her to the Lord. When they first brought her to church, I was preaching through the book of Ephesians. And I got to Ephesians 5 and 6 where it talks about the family, and I slowed way down. But it was not exactly the kind of scripture that you think is going to convict somebody. But because of the power of the Word of God, it convicted her. I want you to listen to the testimony that she gave to a conference she was speaking about what happened to her and why she was converted to Christ. Let's watch that video.
I got here in 1981. I was a mess. I didn't know I was pretty, valuable, worthy, or loved. I knew nothing. Except that I was miserable. Some of us have to go all the way down to the bottom of the pit before we can look up, and I was down in that pit. The Lord said, I better send somebody to tell her to look up. And over my pit of despair, two dear people came to work with me at Wacky Radio in Louisville. And they looked down and said, here's a project! Will you look at this woman's lifestyle? Will you listen to her mouth? She is ready to hear some good news. Now, they didn't take me to church. You wouldn't have either. No, you really wouldn't have. No. Here's our friend Liz. Please ignore her glazed expression. You know, it was a hard night. They just loved me. They invited me into their hearts. They invited me into their home. I finally invited myself to their church. I wanted to see if there was anybody else as weird as these two. And there were whole pews full of them. These friendly, loving, non-judgmental people. I sat there in the pew thinking, if they only knew what kind of woman I am, they wouldn't even want to sit near me. The minister got up. Our passage today is Ephesians 5. Wives, submit to your husbands. Good teaching, or wouldn't be in there. But here I sat, women's liberty, single woman, wives, submit to your husbands, was not the message my friends were praying for that day. You bring a friend to church, you want something loving, grace-filled, evangelistic, you weren't praying for wives, submit to their husbands as the lead text. But if you know that teaching, you know a couple of verses later it says an incredible thing. And husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church, being willing to die for her. I turned to my friend and I said, if I ever met a guy willing to die for me, I would marry him in a heartbeat. She said, Lizzie, a man has already died for you. We went to brunch. They said, do you want to come back next week? I said, yes, I do. I want to see if this guy is always that good or if I caught him on a good day. So I came back and heard another message and another message. I came 6 weeks. 3 weeks I heard about how to be a good spouse and I was single. 3 weeks about how to be a good mother and I didn't have children. Don't tell me God doesn't have a sense of humor. You see, His Word is so powerful. Sometimes you want to find that perfect verse for somebody, but His Word is so powerful, you just open it up and it will lead you to the author and perfecter of your faith. By the seventh week, I was singing in the choir. Well, I loved to sing and they had a robe that fit. And it was like a perfect fit. You know, zipped it right up, would have worn it home, but it was a rental. And I'm up here in the choir and we get to the last song. And I always thought it was interesting. The last song was always one everybody seemed to know. And that was good because they didn't need their hymnals. They needed to be putting on their coat. Or that's the song where you get the kids to pick their crayons up. Or the Where Are We Going to Brunch song. You know, the last song. in the choir. I can't do any of that, so I just have to sing. I have decided to follow Jesus. And I decided. And after 7 weeks there, I knew what to do. I came out of the choir loft. The whole alto section went, we thought she was one of us. Well, you know those altos. I shared my hymnal with her. What a happy day that was. I went down front. And I said something we say. In our particular church, I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and I accept him as my Lord and my Savior. And then we just go ahead and get people wet right away, lest they change their mind. Down in the water I went, up to newness of life I came, February 21st, 1982. What a happy day.